and laughter and coffee with Renee Bernard. Women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Canned Laughter and Coffee. I'm Renee Bernard, and tonight on the program, I am going to tell you, I am jazzed. I've got a new author on the program. It's Violetta Rand. And did I say that right? Is it Violetta or Violetta? What are you going for there?
You said it perfectly. How you doing, Renee?
Oh, it's a very exotic name, and I got to tell you, me likey Vikings. And if by the look of that cover, that's a Viking. That's Viking, isn't that?
It most certainly is.
You are going Viking. That is just so sexy. I can't even begin to tell you. I'm sorry. So it's violettarand.com, everybody, if you want to pop over and take a look at Violetta's website, which is very elegant. I love your website. It's very pretty.
Thank you.
And this is it, Blind Allegiance, right? Oh.
Yes.
It's coming out. Is it out? Is it out now? It says June, so I didn't know. Is it now?
June 26th.
Oh, you've got a couple weeks. It's like waiting for a baby. It's like a due date. It's like, well, you know, it's roughly a
due date. I feel like I'm in labor right now as these 2 weeks pass. I'm sure that it will
nerve-wracking. Yeah, it's a little, and it's your baby. You know, there's you're putting your baby out there, and it's a little tough. That's one of the hardest things to do. I've talked to some friends, is hit the send button to your editor or, you know, whatever the mechanism is. And I'm for the indies, I'm not dissing you if you're just hitting the publish button, hooray. But that's a big moment, the letting go of the duckling, you know. Like,
yes, it is. And I think another big is when that you get that acceptance letter and you kind of hit your knees and thank the universe for giving you an opportunity to fulfill your dream.
It's true. It's a big deal. I think it still is. I don't care what the mechanism is right now. I think that, yes, and finding a publisher and just that moment of thinking, this is it. I'm crossing this gate. I'm going through. I'm going to do this thing. I'm really going to do it. So this is the first in a series. This is, you've got Blind Allegiance, Blind Mercy. Is that right? Am I getting this wrong?
Blind Mercy. Got signed a contract on Sunday.
So you're doing the happy dance. That's all good.
I am.
It's all
good. Absolutely. I'm doing it right now.
And, you know, and I'm not going to lie, I am so jealous because this is just looks so fun. And my husband's riveted. The Viking series is out now. Am I right? I mean, this is big.
It is. The Viking series on History Channel, you know, what a lucky stroke for me. There seems to be a recent interest in Vikings. So I'm not I love the show, and I just love their history.
I was just going to say, are you watching it? Because I'm watching it. And I generally don't like, and I'll just say it, I'm not a big into the blood spurting, head bashing, you know, man smushing that goes on a lot of these programs. HBO had Rome. I loved the history. I loved the drama. I could have done without the decapitations. I'm just going
to
say.
Well, you have to capture the moment of the heroes and the women that are typically behind them. And
yes. Yeah.
That's the way it goes, and I think my book kind of hits on that a little bit, too. It's a little gritty in spots.
Is it gritty? Well, it has to be. I mean, if you're doing Vikings, there has to be some blood and gore. But I love the depth of it, and I think it's coming back around. And the Shield Maiden issues are, I think it's perfectly timed, well-timed, don't you? We could use a little more Shield Maiden.
I think so.
You know,
and Magartha, that's the Shield Maiden in the series Vikings. She just is the perfect, she just captures the spirit of the women from that era.
Yeah.
And she's in control of her sexuality. She's fiercely protective of her family, and there's a lot of honor in that. And I think that's what attracts me the most to the Viking culture.
Absolutely. You know, I wasn't aware, I'll just betray my own ignorance. You know, I wasn't aware of the sexuality and the openness and the natural, I don't know, just the ease at which that was sort of part of it. And I wasn't, I don't know why, but I just didn't really think of that so before, until the show, where they're just, you know, Woo! Wow.
Absolutely. No, it's open for expression, and
it is.
I think that we relate to the sexual revolution that the Vikings have had in their history, and they really did. Mm-hmm. Women were very empowered in that time compared to a lot of cultures.
It was take what you want and indicate, yeah, and go or no go, and gut that guy like nobody's business, and you have that right to end him if he trespasses. And I thought that was fabulous. What is the sensuality level in the books? What would you describe it as? Are they?
I'd call it spicy.
Spicy.
And I think that my hero is definitely dominating. He's your typical alpha male, but
there you go. I don't think a beta Viking would survive long. Just gonna.
When his lady love Noelle steps up and expresses her openness to sharing love and sex with him, you know he's game. He lets her have control, and I think that's an important thing. We all want to fall in love with a guy who's open minded, and we all want a girl that. Not afraid to step up and express herself and be a leader for women. You know, that's just something that I think is important to incorporate into our stories.
I think it's a sign of the healthy direction that a lot of the genre is going in, is that it's not at the end of the day, the bottom line, I know it's, but it's, it really isn't about Nookie. It's about power. And it's kind of like
it
that
is about
dialogue.
Power.
It's about, you know, who has power or the respect of another person's power, and I think it's fabulous. I'm all for it. My children are too young, but one day when they are old enough, I would hope that there's good stuff in there for my daughters about being strong and, you know, what
my husband's
what works.
Too young to read my work, if that tells you anything.
Is your husband too young? Yeah, is he having a little?
He blushes often when I read him the scenes.
Oh, you're reading in the scenes. Oh, my. Oh, wow. I have not gotten that book. Jeffrey, no. Yeah, I don't think he's – I'm thinking if the DH has actually read any of my books. He knows that there's stuff in there. He knows things are happening in these books. But I don't think he's actually really looked, and I don't know. Yeah, they're a little shy about – maybe we – that you're, but you're reading it out loud. You're – wow. You're a braver woman than
that,
I.
Or I just grab him up and say, okay, I need some new material, so let's go experiment.
Oh, he's your love crash test dummy.
Yes, he is.
That's always good. It's good to know where arms go. It's good to know where arms go. I'm just going to say that. Sometimes you have to know.
No, we have actually physically practiced hand-to-hand combat so I could make sense in my scenes. We have actually wrapped our arms literally around each other. Okay, can we do this, honey? Does this make sense?
Oh,
and
wow.
If I asked him to draw a diagram, he would probably do it for me. He's very useful and helpful.
That's so sweet. You know, if there's SCA up there, they probably can help you with some of the sword work and stuff. So, yeah, how fun. Oh, I don't know. I think my husband would be thrilled maybe if I asked him to. Okay, you stand there. Now do the... He'll be like, all right, this romance thing's finally paying off. Yes!
Absolutely. It's inspiration.
Oh, my gosh. So, I mean, this is brand new. You've got 2 more weeks until it's out, and it'll be available where?
It will be available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and through Soulmate Publishing.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes out in EPUB format first, and then at the end of the year, it will be out in paperback.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love the e-readers. And I think, you know, people will buy it twice. I hate to say it. They will, because they'll read it and they love it, and then they want to have it also physically. So I think it's an opportunity for authors in a lot
of
ways.
It's an opportunity for authors, and it's definitely, like you said, an opportunity for readers to, you know, try the book, and if they do enjoy the material, then they have the option of getting a second copy. And I think that being environmentally aware and doing e-books is, of course, the best course we can take.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, here, I mean, we were joking a little, and we should not joke, but we were talking about the global warming and climate change, because you are in Alaska, if we can, you know, you're in the tundra, and it was warmer there. Like, I literally am watching in the paper and watching on the news. And I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. You were in the upper 80s in some parts.
80s.
Right?
And by trade, I am an environmental scientist here in Alaska. So I have a vested interest in this topic, actually.
Oh.
And we're more susceptible to global warming, climate change up here than a lot of people are because of where we're located geographically, the Arctic Circle. So when things warm up here and there's ice melt, a lot of the villages in remote Alaska up north on the west coast are threatened, and we've seen that over the last few years.
Wow. Oh, well, I've got a sister-in-law up there who's getting a PhD in environmental studies, so I'm going to hook y'all up, and you can, like, you know, kibitz on the environmental scientific impacts, because it's all frightening for the layman's perspective, and I'm almost afraid to know. Isn't that terrible? But I always think, you know, it's kind of like being a metallurgist and knowing about the stress on metals and then having to fly. It's worse, right? Because you know what happens to metals under stress and pressure. So you don't want to get on that plane. And I keep thinking, gosh, I think for scientists, this is probably a much more terrifying movie to be an extra in this movie if you know, what's occurring versus me who's just like, gosh, it's the weather's weird. Isn't it weird?
It's very strange. But I also think that there's hope, as always, in that we are changing in our actions every day.
Yeah.
And as long as we keep learning and keep changing for the better, that there's, you know, things we can do to help.
I hope so. I hope so. We're and all the little things that we do, you know, I hope they help. I hope people don't mock us later and go, really, cloth bags? You thought cloth bags was going to turn it around? Really? Really? Like, yes, I actually thought that would make a difference. So I carry my own reusable grocery bags.
All right.
Oh, my God. So 2 in the series? Are you thinking more? Are you going to expand it? Or you haven't gotten
absolutely
far? What's the hope?
I think we're looking probably at about 5 or 6 books.
Wow! Yay!
My 2 characters from Blind Allegiance have 5 children, so there's lots of pathways I can follow with the ideas. And eventually the story will move from Norway to Scotland to Iceland. So geographically, there's Viking history that we can write in.
That opens up all sorts of wonderful doors for your readers. And I have to say, it just looks like it's going to be such an exciting series. The Viking thing, so brilliantly hot.
Thank you so
wonderful.
Much.
And promise me you'll come back. When I want to have you back on, and we can talk about Blind Mercy at that point, or polar bears, or whatever you want to talk about at this point.
I would love that, Renee. I thank you for the opportunity. It's been fun.
Oh, I hope so. I know it's, you know. Well, I just want to thank you so much. And hey, everybody, this is Believe It or Not, you've survived another episode of Canned Laughter and Coffee. And I will see everybody next Tuesday for more of our author chats and Violetta Rand. Thank you so much. Oh, my God.
Take care,
everybody.
I'm
so excited to meet you. Okay, everybody, see you next Tuesday. Good night, friends.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.